It's all there.
Kof Ches Sivan, Monday the 15th of June, Rabbi David Zahn, Moshe MS, Vitoroso MS.
Morning, Shalom Aleichem again. I'm always very grateful to be able to be here because when I come to London, usually it's for reason, let's call it rather more mundane activity. So it's rubbish. It's just to start the day the Torah way. They say the story when Rabbi Chanan Wasserman used to come to London in the 1930s before. Anyway, when he was coming until 1939 was the last time. So he went to visit Rebellia Lapin, who was in Eitz Chaim in the East End at that time. And he was and they started just talking and learning whatever. And in the middle, Rabbi Chanan said to him, "But what's in Yena? When can we get Yena? He needs to meet this person, this Gevir. When can you meet him?" So Rebellia was a bit perturbed. "You know, we're talking and learning now. You don't need to bring your manager." And then he carried on talking and learning. They said, "But what time is he here? Where can I get him?" So Rebellia says, "No," he said, he sort of got a bit aggravated. He said, "You know, we're talking and learning. They can wait." He said, "He has a Kabbalah from the Chafetz Chaim," said Rabbi Chanan. "If one goes out for a shlichus of mitzvah, as he was, Matonish Masiach Dazan. You mustn't be Masiach Daz. You mustn't put it out of your mind. You've got to keep it in the forefront of your mind. But Baruch Hashem, when you're able to be zeich to give a shir, it's out of my mind. Baruch Hashem." Right. Moshe Emes was Sarasa Emes. Everyone knows this is what the Bluye Kairach, the Kairach, Dosim Aviram, as they sunk into the ground, this is what their Aveira was. They were denying the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't instructed by the Rabbeinu Shalom. And as they sunk, and the Gemara says even later on they could be heard saying from the depths of the earth, Moshe Emes was Sarasa Emes, because the emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the ikrei emuna. You can't be a yid without believing in Moshe Emes was Sarasa Emes, because Klal Yisrael, we stood at Har Sinai, our neshamas were all there, and we heard the Moshe Anoicha Hashem Alecha Lo Yerecha, but then we couldn't take it anymore. And then the Moshe said told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu told us. So our whole, the Messiah of Torah is Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe Meirosh HaKinas Yaakov. Everyone knows Torah is a Gematria 611, because we heard 611 mitzvahs of Moshe and two from the Bainish Leilam. Therefore, our Emunah in Torah is based on, we have to have total, complete Emunah, that what Moshe Rabbeinu says is the Devar Hashem. He didn't make it up. That's what we have. The animam ebuna shalema shekala Torah amsura ato biyadenu. All the Torah that we have, this is what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu by Moshe, and he didn't add one syllable, one letter, nothing at all. It's kulei Moshe emes v'serasa emes. So the Rambam writes on what is based our Buddha. Why are we mamin Moshe Rabbeinu? What is it based on? We makabel the Messiahs, of course, this is our Messiah, our fathers told us, etc. But what's the Makayr? Where did it come from? So the Rambam writes like this. Hilchos Yisayda Atayah. Moshe Rabbeinu, Loi heminu ba yisob mnei o'isuf sha'asa. Klal Yisrael didn't believe in Moshe because he performed miracles. As we see later, but why not? Sha'amam al pi o'isuf yesh b'li b'doifi, because someone's belief is founded on miracles is yesh b'li b'doifi. There's doubt in his heart, because the she'efsha she'yaseh b'ho'is b'lotah b'kashuf. There is such a kachas in the Bria, which Moshe has put there, that of kishuf, of whatever magic, whatever you want to call it, there are other kachas which Moshe has enabled in the Bria, and therefore we do not believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because he performed miracles. And the Rambam is marich about that. We'll come back to that later, Mitzvah Hashem. So what is founded on Ubameh Minu Boy, the Mamet Hasinai. Our belief in him is because we were Hasina She'enenu Ra V'loizah. We saw with our own eyes. V'ozenu Shom. We heard with our own ears. Ho'esh V'akodesh V'lapidim. The fire and the thunder and the lightning. We saw Hu Nigash Elu Harofel. Moshe Rabbeinu went into the darkness, whatever, on Hasinai. V'akol Medabra. We heard the coil from the onan, from the Shekhinah, coming out from the clouds, instructing Moshe, Lech Emoy Lahem Kach V'kach. Go and tell them this. And Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and we all saw it. And this was in front of the whole of Klal Yisrael. And it wasn't just in front of one individual. It was in front of the whole of Klal Yisrael. And this has been transmitted from the Seiras through the generations, as the Ramban writes, Ha'av lo yanchil sheker libnoi. You can't deny history. You know, you can't. Once someone gave a drasha in a Kiruv seminar, and he said, he was talking to people who weren't maminim. So I don't believe, it's too long, I can't believe such things, whatever. So the person said, did Queen Victoria live? So he said, yes. How do you know? Did you see Queen Victoria? How do you know Queen Victoria lived? Well, everybody knows. Everybody, Queen Victoria, she was a queen for 84, 70 years, whatever it was. So something which is accepted by everybody, which is known, is a history. Falsehood is not, doesn't get transmitted. So this is what we took place in Shas Mamet HaSinai, and this has been transmitted to us. So that's our Buddha in Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was, we saw him being instructed by Moshe to give over the Torah. Right. But then, the Rambam says, as we said before, our Emunah is not founded on the various Moifsim which Moshe Rabbeinu did. Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mon and the Be'er in Mitzrayim. Shekol ha-mamin al pi oisiz yish b'libu doifu. Elo. Kol ha-oisiz she'osa Moshe ba-midbo. All the miracles which Moshe Rabbeinu did in the Midbar, the fiat seirach osam. He did it out of necessity. They say necessity is the mother of invention. He didn't perform the miracles to prove that he is the one to be believed. It was out of necessity. He needed to, having problems with Mitzrayim, chasing them by the Yamsuf. So he split the Yom, not to prove his godless, but simply because it was out of necessity. We needed food in the Midbar, so he brought down the man. Not to prove that he was anything. We needed the need to eat, so he provided them. Through him, the Moshe gave the man. Some they were thirsty in the Midbar. Bokol emes even. So he spit. He hit the rock, and then that's where the water came out. Kofru bayad as kairach. So he had problems with kairach. Is the bala isaaretz? He had to dispose of them. So they got disposed of. But it was all. It was all out of necessity, because kol ha-mamin al pi oisos yesh b'libay doifi. You can't rely, you can't prove anything from the fact that miracles, that someone performs a miracle. And then there's the makor for this from Mefurash HaPasuk, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, ki yokum bekir b'cha novi oicholim chaloim. If a novi comes, v'nostalech oisom, and he performs a miracle. A novi comes along, u'bah oisva moifza shidibe olech aleim, and what does the novi say? The novi says, ne'elcha achar elehim achem asher yedatom, I'll perform your miracle, I'll make the car jump up and down three times and do a somersault, and therefore you shouldn't keep Shabbos this week. I'll prove you I'm right. So lois Ishmael divan, don't listen to him. Why? Ki menase Hashem lekech emez, v'shbach is testing you. It's an Nisoyim. So you can have miracles happening, and it doesn't mean that you're meant to listen. Kachshbach is testing you. If a Navi will perform a miracle to tell you to go against the Torah, you disregard it, you ignore it. It's another thing. Except Eliyahu Bahar HaKemel, someone who's Muchzik bin Avur before, someone who's the acknowledged God of Adoyer, and we know, and he, like Eliyahu Bahar HaKemel, told him to build a Mizbech Bahar HaKemel, which is also Shkutachutz, it's also Negev the Torah, then that's an exception. But as a general rule, Ki Menasa Hashem, it's a Nisoyim. And the Gemara tells us even furthermore, the Gemara Bava Metzia, the Gemara says the famous story of Tanu Shel Achnoi, there was a disagreement between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomim about a certain tanur which was made up of pieces and joined to the ground, whether it was Mekabel Tumma, is it a Keli, or is it a Keli's Mekabel Tumma, or is it God of Karka, it's not Mekabel Tumma, a whole machloikus. So Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachomim said it was Tomei, and Rabbi Eliezer said it's Tohoi. So thereupon there ensued a whole geschäft happened then. Ba'oisei hayoyim, says the Gemara, heishiv Rebbe Eliezer kol tshuvah sheba'olam. Rebbe Eliezer brought all proofs in the world that he was right. Omer lehem im kalocha kamoisi, if I'm right, choruv zeh yechiach, let this carob prove. Is neka ha choruv mim klima, the choruv jumped 100 amos, 200 yards, 200 feet. Jumped the nest, he performed the nest. Amru loy, Chachom say, ein bevin raya min acharuv. Sorry, no proof, no raya that you're right. Ah, you made the thing jump, so what? Big deal, so what? He says, im alocha kamoisi, am asamayim yuchichu. That the stream proved that I'm right. And the stream started going, instead of going downstream, it started flowing upstream. A nest. So there's the one says, no, ein bevin, the Rabbanon said, ein bevin raya min asamayim. Sorry, no deal, nothing. Let the walls of the Bismedrash prove that I'm right. He took close, and the Bismedrash started falling inwards, became like a hexagon or whatever it is. And no riot. In the end, he said, the Baskel should come out. We disregard the Baskel. Why? Because Leib HaShemayim. Leib HaShemayim. The Torah is Leib HaShemayim. The Torah says, Achrei Rabim Lahatris, Yochid Rav Locha Kerabim, that's the Locha. Ah, you've got a Beifet. So the Shitzim Bukubetz is B'Shem Rebissim Goyim, Frek Takashi, Yas Akasha. But there was a Baskoil. There was a Baskoil. Where is this Baskoil? Where did it come from, this Baskoil? It came from HaShemayim. So he says, the same what? The version is testing your commitment to Torah. It's testing you. I've given you the Torah. Yochid Bra Locha Karabit. That's the halacha. Now, how firm are you in your commitment? Do you get? Are you a waverer? You're not really sure. You know, just it's a nisayon. This is so. Not only can you not be soimach on a novi sheker to prove that he's right by performing a moifus. Even there's a machleks tanoim and a tanner wants to prove he's right. But kol amamin al piyoses yesh beliboy doifi. Emunah is not founded on moifsim. And all the moifsim which Moshe Rabbeinu did was the fiat tzairich. The fiat tzairich. So many years ago, when I was a bach in Yeshiva in Panovich, late Friday night by somebody, not living anymore, Talmud Chacham, and one of his children, a bach, was a bach that asked him, Moedei Kasha, I don't know whether it was his Kasha, and it bothered me all the years. I tell you this Kasha, Moedei Kasha. He asked as follows. He says, the Rambam gives an example of the moifsim which Moshe Rabbeinu did, which is the fiat tzairich, from the Heintiger Pasha, from Pasha of Kairach, like it says, he needed to drown the Mitzrayim, he split the Yamsuf, he needed to give them to eat, brought down the Mon. And he needed to deal with Kairach, so mainly the P.R.F., so he invoked the P.R.F., which Moshe created by Erev Shabbos, by Ashmoshev, that this should come and swallow up Kairach. But what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu put his reputation and his position on the line for this. He said to Kairach, I would like to prove to you that whatever Kayach is accusing Moshe Rabbeinu of making up things and pointing Aaron Akain unilaterally without the Moshe telling him. So, and he's accusing him of all that you've done. You showed that it's often been Uziel, that was your own thing. It wasn't the Moshe Rabbeinu. I didn't invent this. This is from the Rabbeinu Shleilo. Because in Kamois Kala Adam Yibusan Eile, if they die a normal death of Kudaslo Yipaket Aleim, and they become ill and they die, then Lo Hashem Shalachani, then they are right and I am wrong. Abaveim Bria Yivro Hashem, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create a new Bria, the earth will open its mouth. Actually, it's interesting to note that the Malbim says, what exactly happened here? The earth opened its mouth because Kayach was standing was in one place and Dosan Abim was in a different place. So he says what happened was the earth opened up. Let's say what the earth opened up, came out a big mouth from the deep, and that mouth went and grabbed Kayach, and then went and grabbed Dosan Abim, and they went back and it closed. That's what it was. This is Medayik the Psukim Al Kaponim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says if they die a normal death, the Lo Hashem Shalachon in Bria Yivra Hashem that. So he's putting his position on the line. He's saying, I'll prove to you that I'm right. So exactly that which the Rambam says you can't do. So the Pasuk says, yeah, and more than that. The Rambam says, he asks, I, Kairach. He says, Kairach was only Lefiat Seirach. But the Pesukim say, Mishnazoi. Peleploim, Abayudik Kasha. It always bothered me, this Kasha. I didn't do too much about it. So one year I decided, I've got to get to the bottom of this. This can't be. What's the chat? How can we understand this? And even furthermore, when the Rambam in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, which Rambam expounds upon in the end, in Sanhedrin, in Peik Chelek, with the Hayisoid Hashmidi, the eighth Animamin Buna Shalema, Shekola Teram Sura Atob Yodeno, he has the Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom. So the Rambam writes, there he goes Barichus to explain where we learn this from. So he finishes off, and how do we know that whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said was from the Rabbeinu Shalom? The pasuk of the Torah which proves this point, says, how do we know that, and what is found in our emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu that what he said is from the Rabbeinu Shalom is from this pasuk. I mean, the pasuk says so. And yet the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, Luchas Yisrael HaTorah, says the Rambam, And the Rambam says, how do we know that what Moshe Rabbeinu says is from the Ribbono Shel Olam? Hamayim ha'moyer al yisoid hazeh, because Moshe says, b'zois tedum, the way Korach dies, this will prove that I am right, and I didn't invent anything myself. So, maybe we could approach it like this. We know from the Ani Ma'amins, there's the seventh Ani Ma'amin and the eighth Ani Ma'amin. The seventh Ani Ma'amin is Ani Ma'amin b'Emunah Shleima, Shel Moshe Rabbeinu who Ov LaNeviim LaKoyim LeFonov LaBoy Machrov. He was the greatest of all Neviim. Ov, that's number seven. Number eight, Ani Ma'amin b'Emunah Shleima Shel Kol HaTorah Amsula Atav Yodeinu. He Amsula Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashem. The Torah that we have was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we need to understand the seventh Ani Ma'amin. One has to read the whole Torah. The Gemara says it's all about Ma'amin. One ace of the Torah is also an Apikur, it's also a Kofa. But there's a concept of Ikrim. Why is it an Ikr to know that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ov LaNeviim, LaKoyim LeFonov? He was the greatest ever Novi. That's not practical. Has no practical application. The important thing is number eight, the eighth Ani Ma'amin. That whatever Torah we have was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's that he didn't invent it. That's what we need. Torah min Hashemayim. Arunon Torah min Hashemayim. But the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Novi that ever lived, that's a detail of it. It's very important. It's part of the fact. Say, believing that Avraham Avinu lived 175 years old. Someone doesn't believe that. It's also Kofa, because that says in the Torah that he did live. But why is that part of the Yud Gimel Ikrim to know that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ov LaNeviim, LaKoyim LeFonov LaBoyim Achrav? What does it mean he was Ov LaNeviim? So, again, the Rambam says there were four differences between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and all the other Neviim. The Rambam says, the first, Harishoin, Ki Eza Novi Shehoya, Lo Dibbele Hashem Yisbach Al De Emtsoi. HaShemach never spoke directly to another Novi, through a middle medium somehow. Moshe is a pale pair double boy. Moshe was direct, number one. Number two, Ki Kol Novi, Loi Sovoi Loi HaNevu Elek Shu Yoshin. A normal Novi, even Avraham Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, only by night. But Maris HaLaila, El Avraham B'machzeh, vision by night. It wasn't when they were awake. But Moshe Rabbeinu was B'hokitz V'loi B'chaloyim. Even when he was wide awake, full with all his faculties, the Moshe spoke to him. That's the second Nafkimina. Ho'in HaShlishi, Ki HaNevu, K'shetovo Elov HaNevu. Normally a Novi, when he gets a Nevu, is Yechleshu K'ychoysov, Yiskalkul binyonai, he'll feel a tremendous shvachkeit, like a yitzias in the shomer, because he's seeing kilu speaking to the Moshe in his sleep. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't like this. And finally, a normal Novi could not choose when to speak to the Moshe whenever he wanted. By Moshe Rabbeinu, imdu ve'eshma, he had an open line to speak to the Moshe. He could call up any time and speak to the Moshe. So that's what's meant by the Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ov LaNeviim. He was the greatest of all Neviim. So, as we said, why is that important to understand? Why is that an Ikar? There's a very interesting Gemara in Shabbos, in fact, a Peledic Gemara in Shabbos, in fact. Gemara says like this. As Tana Rabbana, Maisa be'echot shemesa ishtoi, someone, Lelein, lost his wife, v'inicha ben leid, they had a baby. V'loi hoi lo ischa menika, and he couldn't find a wet nurse to feed the baby. V'nasa lo ines, he grew the Evorim of the Ishi, but he had the limbs of the Ishi, and he was able to feed the baby. Omar Rav Yosef, look at this one, fantastic. This is the nest, the Moshe did the nest for this person, he must be a real Odom Godel. Absolutely, nest, the Mal of Derech HaTeva, that he should be capable of feeding a child like a woman. Omar Le Abaya, Adarabha, Kamo Gorua Odom Zeh. How disgusting is it? Shemishtanu lo yisidri bereshis. What's that bias saying? The bereshis is mispol for the gewaltige ness. So Chaim Volozhin stelt sich auf dem. Chaim Volozhin asks the question. And he says, the pshat is like this. We said already before, al pi the Rambam, kol ha'mamin al pi oisois yesh beliboy doifi. An emunah which is based upon miracles, you can't prove anything from miracles. If someone will say, if someone walks in from the street, Mr. Pliny walks in from the street, and he does a miracle, You cannot prove he's an Adam Gadol because he performed a miracle. It doesn't mean anything. Because there are other Kaychas in the Bria. If someone who is an Adam Gadol, and acknowledges as such, everything, and that person maybe will have the capability of performing a Ness. But the Ness doesn't prove the person. They say a Meiser, the Biskrov used to say a Meiser, that some Hasidim once came to the Beis HaLevi. The Biskrov said he heard this. Some Hasidim came to Rav Chaim Brisker, and they said to him that our Rebbe Gemachta such a Ness, whatever. So Rav Chaim said to them that the Beis HaLevi, the father of Rav Chaim Brisker, performed 10 Nissim. What did he do? He says he once there was a fire in Brisk of all wooden houses, it was threatening the whole town. He took some water, poured it on the floor where he was, and the fire went out. So the Briskov said, since Rav Chaim said Moisim Nishtayr, he didn't stay to hear the rest, because Moisim Nishtayr, there's nothing to learn from it. What did he mean? So he explained, because you can't prove the gadlus of a person by the fact that he performs a Ness. And Adam Gadol can perform a Ness. But if you have someone you don't know, Mr. Pliny walks in, Mr. Anonymous walks in, and he says, abracadabra, whatever, and performs a Ness, no, it doesn't prove anything. Moisim and not Torah. A gadlus means a gadlus and Torah, and Yerushimayim and Estonia and all the rest of it. Maybe such a person can perform a Ness. But you can't prove a gadlus of a person from the fact they can do a Ness. Because there are other klal amamin apiosis yesh b'libay doifi. But it says of Chaim Volozhin, chat of the Gemara is like this. This person, he was a Mr. Pliny. He doesn't say who he was. He wasn't Nambay, he wasn't the Tanner, it was Mr. Pliny. So Mr. Pliny came along, and all of a sudden an S came. So Yosef was a misspelled. Psst, fantastic. So Abaya says, no, get things straight. Who is this person? He's not renowned to be anything, and Abaya obviously maybe has some information which Yosef didn't have, but there's nothing to him really, nothing major to him. So if a Ness occurred for his benefit, it doesn't mean he's an Adam Gadol. Why did this happen? Well, Moshe maybe has got the Achashbaina, so to test you, whatever it should be, whatever. But it doesn't prove Kama Garua Adam Zeh. So not only is it not a Raya, it's Kama Garua. The Moshe changed for him. He didn't deserve it. It's not the Fi Madrigosai. It's not the coin to his level. And the Kana Mishtamlov Shidibrit Mabrashis. If I can't, the Moshe told him, it's not a Mila, it doesn't prove anything. As those are Rabbi Volozhin. So Rabbi Volozhin tells us this, you said, that based on the Rambam, that Moifsim don't prove anything. It doesn't prove anything about the person, but someone who is on a standing, on a level, maybe they can do Moifsim. Maybe they can. Yep. No one denies there is such a thing as Moifsim by someone who's acknowledged to be a god. Therefore, coming back to the Yisoid Hashvi of the Rambam and the Yisoid Hashmini of the Rambam. The Yisoid Hashvi is that Moshe Rabbeinu was of Lanavim, Lakobim, Lafanav, Laboim, the greatest Navi that ever lived. Because he was different to all other Nevi'im in four ways, as we said for the Rambam. How do we know this? Because we saw the Rebbe talking to him. Moshe Rabbeinu loy heminu boy bnei oisel sha'asa. We don't believe because of the that's not based on miracles. That's because we saw the appointment of Moshe Rabbeinu. Enenu ra v'leizah shazenu shemanu. We saw and we heard how the Rebbe instructed Moshe Rabbeinu. So we saw how Moshe Rabbeinu could speak to Moshe whenever he wanted to. That's not a miracle. That's something we saw with our own eyes. That's the Yisoid Hashvi. Then we come to the Yisoid Hashmini, which is the Yisoid Hashvi, you said, is not one would have thought it's not really relevant Lemaisa, because what difference does it make to us that he was the greatest? Not be fine. I mean, it's important, like the rest of the Torah is important, but there's nothing vital in one would have thought in their Munna to believe that. But then we come to the Yisoid Hashmini. And the Yisoid Hashmini, that is taka absolutely vital for a person to be Ma'amin. That Kol HaTorah HaMasura Atob Yadenu Hi HaNasur L'Moshe Ben Olav HaSholem. The Torah wasn't Chas V'Sholem a human invention. It was given by the Bereshim and it was transmitted by Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah Tzivolonu Moshe Meirosha Kilas Yaakov. Now we'll ask a Shaila. Fine. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the Av LaNaviim LaKlein LaMalachim. Fine, he was the greatest Navi that ever lived. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shliach of the Ribono Shel Olam. But how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't add on things which Moshe didn't tell him? Maybe he did. Maybe he felt that, you know, since he was who he was, maybe he added on something. How our Ribono is he didn't add anything. He didn't add, he didn't subtract. Ela, the Rashi says in Pashas Yisro, Ela Dvarim Asher Dibur Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael LePachus LaYoseh. He gave over the words of exactly. Shchinon Medabes Teich Reino. He gave over exactly as the Moshe. He didn't add, he didn't subtract. How do we know that? Says the Rambam, Hamayma Hamayra Ala Yisoid Hazeh. The pasuk in the Torah which proves us this is the pasuk in Pashas Korach. The Moshe Rabbeinu said that he was being accused of making an appointment which was not required, recommended, not required by the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what he's being accused of. You're doing things off your own bat. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, the im kamoiz kolam yipachet, if the Korach doesn't die a normal death, then le Hashem shalachon, then you're right. I've been doing things myself. But im bria yivra Hashem, then you will see that I didn't add anything. Whatever I said is from the Ribono Shel Olam. So what aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu do we see? The question was that it would seem that our emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu is based upon the way he dealt with Korach. As the Rambam says, Hamayla Hamoya Hala Yisoid Azeh. How do we know to believe that Kol HaTorah Sura Atah B'Yedeinu was given to Moshe is only because of how he dealt with Korach? So what point are we trying to prove? We're not trying to prove Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av LaNaviim. We're not trying to prove the person. The person we know is the Av LaNaviim. That was before Mavet HaSinai. Now, what we're trying to prove is a detail in the Hanhog of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right. Given Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av LaNaviim, that we saw, that's not based on Moshe. Kol HaMamin Yesh B'Nei B'Doifi. But now, Moshe Rabbeinu says that I did not say anything myself. Whatever I say is from the Ribono Shel Olam. And that he proves with the Moifes. That's not considered as though our Emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu is based on a Moifes. Because it's not. Our Moshe Rabbeinu is based on the fact that we saw Muhammad Hasinai. Only Moshe Rabbeinu is adding on that you should know that when I tell you something, I don't add anything. Now, I'll prove to you with a Moifus. That's fine. Because it's Kol HaMamin Al Pi Yesh B'Nei B'Doifi, where your whole Emunah is founded on Moifus. But here Moshe Rabbeinu was acknowledged Adam Godel. When you have an acknowledged Adam Godel, as we said, then that he can perform Moifus for Yad Tzorich. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, that Moshe Rabbeinu only performed this in Lefiat Tzorich when it was necessary. And here it was necessary to prove this vital point that Kol HaTorah HaMasura Atav Hiyan Sula Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Torah which we have is what the Boshem gave me, and I didn't add on one syllable to what the Boshem said. And therefore there's no contradiction that it's true that our Emunah Moshe Rabbeinu is not based on Osus Lemoifsim. Our Emunah Moshe Rabbeinu is based on what we saw in Mamad HaSinai. But this extra point, now we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av LaNaviim LaKlein LaFadav and Aboy Macharov. Now this is acknowledged and we can see. Now Moshe Rabbeinu performs a Moifus to prove an extra point that what I say, I don't add anything to what the Moshe Rabbeinu said. And that's the foundation. That's why it's important to have the Yisayit HaShvi. Because without the Yisayid HaShvi, you don't have the Yisayid HaShvidi. If you don't have the seventh animamin, our Emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu Shu'av LaNaviim, and Lekayim V'Lohar Macharov, then you can't, you haven't got the Yisayid HaShvidi. Because Kol HaMamin Al Yesh B'Nei B'Doifi. We have to have independent Yidia that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av LaNaviim that we saw in Matan Torah. So we've now established the position of Moshe Rabbeinu, of who Moshe Rabbeinu was. And now you can use the Moifsin to prove this extra point that he is not Moisef. And if he's there, there's one final point. The Meshech Chochma asks a question. If you look at the Psukim, the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "In kamoiz kol adam yibusan eile, if they die a normal death, le Hashem shelach Hashem, didn't send me. V'ribriyo yivra Hashem, then v'yadat, if Hashem creates a PRS, v'yadat k'yiniya tzor adoshem eile es Hashem." So Meshech Chochma asks the Pasuk to say the opposite. If they die a normal death, Hashem didn't send me. If they don't die a normal death, then he did send me. Why? It's not symmetrical, so to speak. If they imbriyo yivra Hashem, then yidatim, you'll know kiniyat so anoshem eilos Hashem. They've angered the Ribono Shel Olam. The opposite is Hashem shel teretz says no. You can't prove Hashem shelochani. Moshe Rabbeinu can't say, and if they die an abnormal death, it's a rai Hashem sent me. That would be al b'yesh b'li b'doifi. You can't prove who he is, his position is by mouth, in Tralisol by the fact he performed a moifus. That's if things don't go as I say, if they die a normal death, then it's true that I'll be making up things of my own. But if in Bria Yivra Hashem, then they're wrong. Then you know that they have angered the Baruch Shalom, but not Hashem Shalachani, because you can't. Hashem Shalachani would imply that that's a proof that I am who I am, and I prove it with the Moifus and Kolamamin. That's so. Maybe this is the chat. This is the chat in what we see here. So therefore, Parshas Korach, this Parsha, is fundamental, as the Rambam writes, fundamental to our emuna, because kala animame bula shleimo shekala Torah amsura biyotenu hi ansur Moshe bula bashon. That is the foundation of our Torah, because Torah tziv alonu Moshe merashi kilas Yaakov. So we learn this Parsha and we chazer it over and we mechazer ourselves with emuna. Chazal say eli son negolim ele beschus emuna meshal zozei chazat zekula shleim meir biyotenu. Thank you.